937-3737.
Edition. What's on your mind? Common Sense Club to come on the radio. You're tuned to AM 1100 The Flag. Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA, as well as, of course, KTGO 1090 AM. Flag East and West as well. And the only talk radio in the Bakken. Glad to be talking to lots of folks out there. You can talk to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. That is our telephone number, 855-200-1776. We use a different number when we're joined by KFIRE 550, KCJB in Minot, and KLTC, 1460 in Dickinson. That'll happen next hour. For What's on Your Mind, we're going to be live from Medora. Are we Watford City today or Medora? Watford City today. There is a dust Vision West conference going on about dust control. So we're going to talk about that. And lots of stuff today on the program, so stay tuned for all that. Mark Skogerbo is here. We're going to look at the news headlines, sports a little later on in the program. Michelle Bachmann is going to join us later this hour.
Yippee.
The outgoing 6th District Congresswoman from Minnesota. We'll talk with her about her future plans. She's on the Intelligence Committee, too. Smart lady. I want to get her take on this NSA thing. We have some new news on that front today. And we had an interesting interview with General Michael Hayden yesterday. General Michael Hayden was the CIA director, headed up the NSA during the Bush years, and I thought did a fabulous job of explaining how the news media and this whistleblower have distorted how these programs are currently used. In a nutshell, what he said, Mark, was all telephone call, I think they call it metadata. In other words, Mark calls Scott, is put into a box somewhere, all right? Nobody even looks at it unless they have reason to believe that there is a problem with you or I. Then they pull it out to say, who are you calling, all right? Then if they say, calls back and forth here, or there's a terrorist over there, or, you know, then they can go to a court and say, we need to follow calls between these individuals. That's number one. Number two is this prison program. The prison program is emails, online traffic. That's only foreign surveillance. That's not United States citizens. That's foreigners. So, and, you know, he really explained that this is working. This is doing the job. Again, he said a lot of the stuff you're hearing from this whistleblower is just not accurate. It's not true. It's been reported poorly. And he said, quite honestly, the way it's been reported, I'd be worried, too. I would be very concerned about... I understand the uproar because it's not been reported accurately, but I thought he did a pretty good job. You can tell me whether you agree with that or not. If you heard the interview yesterday that Steve Bakken and I did at 855-200-1776, you don't look any less concerned. You still have that grimace on your face.
Was that a grimace?
It was kind of a grimace. Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, you know, you say about the box they put it in, but remember who they are now. They are not Bush. They are they who want to put the Tea Party out of the box. Into the scrutiny, into the light of discrimination.
Yeah, no.
How you use this capacity. Here's the thing that I think makes a lot of sense, and there's been corroboration of other hackers, that this guy says we can get in. Once we have the authority to get in to anybody, then how we use it becomes a function of your attitude. So there's some danger here to tyranny.
Yeah, and he did mention that the current administration added more oversight. And again, I think that's what worries some of us.
Right.
Who's the one?
That's the whole thing.
Who's
who are
the
they?
Oversight? Yeah. And it's, you know, I think the program is sound. The administration makes us all leery. That's watching.
I think it's too broad.
Because of so many other reasons.
I would like them to get really serious about profiling. Profiling the people that come from the the countries of the combatants and have the religion of the combatants, for crying out loud. This is real.
The caller brought that up, and he basically, and we relayed the question, but he basically said, we are profiling, and here's how we do it. It's not called profiling. It's be smart about who the bad guys are. So,
well, I hope so.
In a sense, you know.
Still bothers me that the Boston thing happened when there was obviously the Russians were ahead of the curve on us on that. And, you know, there's obvious gaps, but yet we know these guys have saved a lot of lives. So,
a couple other stories. Do we have a problem with individuals being discriminated for jobs they apply for based on sexual orientation and gender identity?
Does that mean guys that come in with a really cute hot pink dress?
I guess. I don't know.
You
know.
I find that a little disruptive. I think it's odd, and I think...
But I wonder how big of a problem this is. You know?
I don't know of any. I haven't heard of anybody complaining about that problem, but they didn't like my dress.
Melissa Sobel, a Fargo City Commission member, has evidently noticed what Grand Forks is doing, because they've talked about a policy that would prohibit the city as an employer from discriminating based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And evidently, Melissa Sobel, commission member of the Fargo City Commission, has said that she wants something even broader in Fargo, and wants an ordinance in front of the commission within a month. The Grand Forks Ordinance, which was approved by the city's finance committee Monday, will be considered by its city council this Monday, bans the city as an employer from discriminating against employees on the basis of sexual orientation. I always just, you know, wonder of all the things in the case of the city of Grand Forks or the city of Fargo, they have to worry about whether this is
Now, they're talking about city employees, but of course it's the first step. It's never the end step. The end game is absolute affirmation of everybody everywhere. You know, the homosexual organist that wanted to join the conservative church out in San Francisco and went into a big fight, was forced to have him come in there, and he got very aggressive about his non-Christian sexualness, and so they asked him to leave. Ended up, the church got burnt down.
By the way, the Fargo version of this, by the one city commission member, Sobolik, she wants to consider an ordinance that would outlaw discrimination against all city residents on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity in both employment and housing. Not just city employees. So she's going, you know, well beyond, as you point out, what the intent is, city employees being hired, which is the Grand Forks version of this.
You know,
I keep asking the question, is this a problem? I mean, have we got oodles of people that feel like, gosh, I wanted a job with the city of Grand Forks, couldn't get one because
I don't know of a single person, but I actually worked in the middle of a homosexual neighborhood in Houston, and they are notorious for their all-night, loud, crazy parties. And they, if they're asked to leave, you know, they cry discrimination. I believe people have the right to have some autonomy in the property they manage and own.
I hate to bring up this particular story, because I can't imagine the heartache involved, and there's heartache for me as a reader. But a 5-month-old baby girl died Tuesday night after she was left in her car seat in a vehicle. Forum reported on this that the Moorhead Fire and Ambulance crew members responded to a report of an unresponsive child, 8:22 last night. The girl had been left in the minivan for an extended period of time, possibly hours. Baby died at the scene. Of course, it was 80-some degrees. The incident is still in its early stages and is ongoing. During the initial investigation, it appeared accidental. Well, I mean, accidental? You know, again, to second guess this would be to pile on a little bit, but you wonder, how in the world do you pull up to a home with a 5-month-old baby girl in the back of the car and forget about the baby? But doesn't that defy reality?
Well, what if the person went in the house and passed out? Or there are imaginable mitigating circumstances, but on the face of it, first of all, that mother or father or whoever left the baby there is having the worst day of their life.
Right.
If they live through it, in fact, dear God, protect that tormented soul and that family that is in grief beyond what we can imagine. If it's something like this, if they're a married couple, the odds of them surviving the blame game are less than 1 in 4 historically. And I mean, this is a tragedy that'll never go away in these people's lives. So God bless them. God loves those people that made this horrible mistake, but this can't happen. this can't happen. And to leave a baby there, you know, we need to look into this. Was there early morning drunkenness? You know, what? This begs every question.
Yeah. And the investigation is ongoing, so we'll leave it to the authorities.
But God bless everybody involved, because it's heartbreaking.
The baby was found at 8:22, so it wasn't a late deal. But anyway, another story out of Bismarck. The city is considering clamping down on employees using electronic devices while driving. This is another one, I wonder.
Hmm.
It's a big problem.
Of course, you've never texted while driving.
I mean, I do.
Half in the ditch.
I have. But again,
with a bridge coming up,
yeah,
special.
Anyway, we'll dig into that one a little bit as well. All right, 62 in Fargo, 57 in Tioga. More coming up.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesset Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Partner for What's on Your Mind, Steve Bakken, is out in Watford City today. Is there a lot of dust around you right now? Do they have like kind of the whole ambiance filled with some dust since you're talking about dust?
Not today. It was raining so darn hard I couldn't see the road. I could barely see the truck in front of me. You know, I think it's been about a month since I've driven up into the oil patch, and it's an experience every time. This time, pouring rain, which exacerbated the driving conditions even further. I got a little meeting after the show today with the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway people. That's the coalition trying to get US 85 to be a four lane all the way through North Dakota. And we're going to have a little meeting with them today. So just not a lot of dust today, but boy, is it raining out here.
Yeah, the dust suppression has kind of been handled by Mother Nature this year, hasn't it?
So far, but it doesn't really take a whole lot of dry conditions to exacerbate the problems. And I was talking to a couple ranchers earlier this morning when I first got up here, and we were discussing the problem a little bit. And it's about 100 yards. There's a dead zone around a lot of the gravel roads, just depending on prevailing winds. But what's the value of that cropland, whether it's for agriculture or whether it's for cattle, that you take out of production because you've got a dead zone along these roads? And it's a huge issue in western North Dakota because of all the traffic. It's like taking a few 20 acres off of every section. That's what you lose. You know, you can equate that into the finances. That's a huge hit for agriculture. That's a huge hit for the producers that are out there.
You know, it is pretty compelling when you actually, I was looking at a story that the Dickinson paper did on a little bit of a, I guess it was a, some sort of a study where they used, GPS and could talk about the yields and where they were going. And in the areas where especially they're fracking, so there's a lot of truck traffic, the yields, again, in that what you call a dead zone, were significantly, down. I mean, always when you get closer to the road, they were down. But in the areas where they actually had active drilling, they were down even more. So, begs the question: what do you do? Right? I mean, they're obviously, the yields are being impacted because of the amount of traffic. So ultimately, the best thing to do is suppress the dust, right? Because the dust is causing the problem. So there's a lot of different innovative solutions out there that are being done. Then, in the meantime, do you compensate farmers for that? Do you? What kind of a formula would you use? I mean, there's no easy answers here. But
well, they've done a couple studies on this. We're going to talk with Francis Swint coming up next hour. And he did a very in-depth study looking at some of the problems. And the ironic part is some of the issues can get fixed or at least alleviated, abated by some of the offshoots of the production. So this could turn into a win-win-win.
So anyway, we're going to talk with, he mentioned Francis Schwint, who is a former environmental health chief of the North Dakota Department of Health, now director of a study on how best the oil and gas producing counties to deal with dust problems. So, and they've really got some innovative solutions, so we'll find out about that. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be on the program. He joins us every week, and
we missed him last week.
His schedule last week prevented him from being able to be on, so I bet there'll be all kinds of pent-up demand with questions. It's kind of fun, though. Here's a member of Congress and our own, Kevin Cramer, who just takes questions on anything and everything and has found some really, interesting answers for folks on different issues. So it's a good opportunity. I don't think we have any unanswered questions. I think Kevin's answered all of them, hasn't he?
Well, I'm sure our listeners will come up with a few more. So start putting your thinking hat on. And if you got a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer, it's basically our town hall meeting every Wednesday. Your chance to stay in contact with your congressional delegation.
It is. A little talk radio, talk radio, what am I trying to say? Town hall. There you go.
Town hall.
It saves you the gas. You don't have to pay gas.
So often, and Congressman Cramer is a little bit different because he was at the House, and being there's only one House member from North Dakota, it's such a large district. The senators have an opportunity to get back a little bit more, and they split up a little bit of the duties and the time coming back to North Dakota. But when Kevin's back, he's got to encompass the whole state, and he's busy. I mean, the member of the House from North Dakota is on the road, and he does his due diligence getting back to North Dakota on a very regular basis. And he likes to stay connected with his constituents. He likes hearing and speaking with North Dakotans. And this is a win-win for both the residents of North Dakota and keeping in contact with the congressman. So it's a great opportunity. If you do have any questions, feel free to jot them down and give us a call. And Congressman Cramer's on the air.
Vision West Conference in Watford City is where Steve Zett will be talking dust there. Congressman Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. A word from Washington every Wednesday, and it's a great service we hope you take full advantage of that. Well, Vision West is tomorrow in Medora.
That's tomorrow in Medora, yes.
The dust conference is today.
Although it's raining pretty heavy still, so I don't think we have any dust issues today.
I hope it's not going to rain for the tractor trek.
I hope not. You know what? Even if it does, and God love them, all those farmers and ranchers that come out with those old tractors, that we've got over 140 of them this year, another great turnout, they don't care. They just don't care because a lot of those old tractors, they don't have cabs on them. In fact, I don't think I've counted 3 cabs all of last year or the last 2 years. They don't have cabs on them, but they don't care. It doesn't discourage them at all. They all show up. They all get their old tractors out there, and it's quite a sight. If you're a fan, you know, for those that are on the eastern part of the state, maybe you've been to the Steam Threshers reunion. It's a little similar to that. It's our little tractor trek with a lot of old memories. So if you grew up on the farm and Grandpa had an old Oliver tractor, or if Grandpa had an old whatever the old tractor was. No matter what color it was, green, yellow, red, blue, they're all there. And it's amazing to go through and see all these old machines.
So people bring them in from all over and then go around and take a look at all of them and kick a tire and chit-chat.
We have people that come from all over the country for this. It's a great turnout. A little traveling award for who comes the furthest. It's good. And there's people that have been doing this for forever. They've been showing up since day one of this.
That's really neat. Do they have to register their tractor? Do you have to know they're coming, or do they just show up?
No, we get them all registered, so we all have a place. We they all get a lunch, and it's about the camaraderie. It's kind of like going to an event that you go to once a year, and you see your friends, that group of friends. Maybe you go camping with a group of friends to Wii Fest once a year. It's not even about the music for a lot of people anymore. It's about going and camping with people you see once a year, and you build those friendships and those relationships. That's what this is. That's what Tractor Trek is here in Bismarck with K-Fire's Tractor Trek. It's great. I mean, some of the old stories, you sit down and start talking with some of the old farmers and ranchers that have machines there, and then you hear the stories of the machines, and it's really heartwarming. It's a great little learning opportunity. I just sit back and listen. That's the best thing to do.
We're going to talk a little bit about this NDSU star linebacker and the questions now on whether he ought to be kicked off the team or wait until the judicial process plays out. Craig Bohl is suspending him indefinitely for the zero tolerance policy on violence. There's an attorney that has said, hey, he's got an entirely defensible story here. Said that he's cooperating fully with the Fargo police investigation, which is ongoing. But he's lawyered up, as we say. So we'll deal with that one coming up in the program as well. We call What's on Your Mind, and your call straight ahead.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I can't help but think about that crazy commercial for Geico in which the camel is running around the office. Have you seen that one?
The camel is running around the office.
Yeah, there's a camel in the office, and the camel is pestering people.
Oh, yeah.
In the cubicles by saying, "What day is it? What day is it?" And people are just, you know, looking like zombies in front of their computer screens and not wanting to respond. Come on. Tell me what day it is. Tell me what day it is, the camel keeps saying. And some lady very dryly says, "Hump day." Woohoo! Yes, it's hump day. It's hump day. Have you seen that ad?
You know what hump day is, don't you?
It's Wednesday.
It's
hump
Wednesday.
Day. Yes.
That's right. Happy hump day.
So I can't get that, you know. It's a very good example of how advertising works, see, because I remember that now.
That's right.
And I also remember it's for Geico.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
I like Geico. I've had them. I like them. They've been good to me.
Warren Buffett owns the company.
Why did you tell me that?
I like looking at insurance companies, you know, folks in the eye that I know.
Hmm.
I go to church with our insurance agency.
Well, I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, find your insurance agent out of the church bulletin.
Am I too old to get nursing home insurance?
Pardon me?
Am I too old to get nursing home insurance?
I don't think so.
I'm going to be 68 this year.
You're going to ask an insurance agent.
Okay. Well, my grandfather lived to 99, so maybe.
Exactly right. Your genes are good. Anyway,
no, I spilled some coffee on them.
Wrong genes.
Oh,
so the gene with the
genetical.
Genes. Yeah, there
genetical.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wore jeans today too.
Well, you did
because it's hump day. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I was thinking of the camel. Anyway, welcome to the Get You Going program here, folks. What's on your mind? Just around the corner, and we always check sports with Mr. Skogerbo, and he has. Birthday candles everywhere throughout the studio today. What birthday are you celebrating?
Happy birthday to baseball!
To baseball!
170 years old.
Is that right?
Abner Doubleday. And this day back in 1843. Dreamed up a game. The nation's game of games.
So baseball has a birthday today.
Mm-hmm. 170 years old.
And what would be better than baseball having a birthday than the Twins?
Winning. Morneau getting 3 hits. PJ pitching like a champ and winning in the 8th inning. And then in comes Perkins, save. Pitches 1 inning, no hits. Boom. But PJ, this wonderful young man, he didn't get the win because it was tie late, but Walters went 7 1/3 innings and only gave up 1 earned run. But Morneau getting 3 hits, that makes me very happy. He's only gotten 2 home runs this year. Little Hicks, who was hurt, has 6 already. We're looking forward to getting Aaron Hicks back. But that was very encouraging, playing the Phillies, and we get to do that again today.
Still gives me the willies that we play the Phillies.
Well, it should.
Only because it just seems odd that we play these National League teams. I mean, I like it. You know, even the Twins back in Washington. over the weekend. It seemed a little bizarre.
It does seem bizarre. And here's the funny part about it. When we go and play in their town, then our pitchers have to bat. Yeah. That complicates everything because our pitchers really look like they're up there with a straw or a noodle.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty lame. And but that, when they come to our house, like the Phillies did, then we can continue to have our little designated hitter. And so these, you know, wonderful old pros can have their careers extended. And I really like the designated hitter. I do.
Stanley Cup Finals start tonight.
Yes, the first original six championship. By that I mean until 45, there were only six teams. You know, Detroit, the Blackhawks, Bruins, Montreal, Leafs. And this is a first time since 79 that original six have met. So we got the Bruins. And, of course, the Blackhawks, where I think is going to happen.
Brad Schlossman has a nice story in the Forum today. Brad's the Sioux hockey reporter for the Grand Forks Herald and Forum News Service. And, you know, if the Blackhawks win, Jonathan Toews, who's the youngest captain in the NHL when he came into the Blackhawks organization, brought out of Winnipeg, former Fighting Sioux player, he'd be Gretzky-like.
Yeah. I mean, this is big time.
He'd be the second captain since 1913 to win two titles by age 26. The other was Wayne Gretzky.
Wow, to even be mentioned in the same paragraph as the great one.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. But the legacy of some people call the basketball's equivalent of the great one took some tarnish last night as LeBron James went 7-for-21 shooting, looked hapless, lost. And they said, well, it would have been nice if he scored more points. Well, they lost by 36 points. He would have had to score a zillion points. This was a mess. Spurs blew them away. A zillion three-pointers.
113-77. I want San Antonio anyway, so I'm glad.
I love them.
I'm glad they're up 2-1.
They're just great. I think they hit, 16 three-pointers. That's the great equalizer. I love that addition to sports. That's where all little people and big people are equal behind the three-point line.
Red Hawks,
they lost a walk-off homer to the Saints, but the Red Hawks are going to have fireworks on Flag Day. And you know what? Tomorrow, in the second hour of the Common Sense Club, I'm going to give away a few Red Hawks tickets to that extravaganza on Flag Day baseball game, plus fireworks.
That's really neat. And when they do fireworks, they do it well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Neat way to end the game.
So be thinking about that, second hour call in. Be ready to get some free Red Hawks tickets.
What are you doing tonight? I understand you're engaging some sports activity yourself.
I'm going to take on a very, very nimble high school tennis player today. And I'm going to be 68 this year, so, you know, I don't run really fast and I don't jump really high, but I have learned a few tricks from being old.
So you'll be grabbing the racket.
Yeah, I'll be hitting some tennis balls, and I'm very happy, finally, that there's some dryness and there's some sunniness.
When you play this certain youngster, who wins?
Well, I'm not going to talk about that because, because we both want to win, and we both do win in some way, shape, or form.
Well, what are you going? You're going soft on me now? You, like, don't keep score because you don't want to ruin somebody's esteem?
I'm turning into a liberal. Yeah. It's mostly about just getting out there and hitting. I mean,
But if I was to keep score,
if you were to bet on this thing, bet on the kid. You know, if we went best of three, I'd have no chance. No chance whatsoever. Maybe I could give him a run for one hard time getting out of bed for the next 3 days, one set, you know.
Is that right?
But,
so this is a local high school tennis player.
Yeah, a really good one.
Who shall remain nameless?
Of course.
But is it Stanley D?
Because the rule is that you got to have somebody's permission before you go to this length on the air.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachman's going to join us in a few minutes.
She's a great athlete.
Is she?
Of the Constitution Games.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Excellent, right.
She's going to be on in just a few minutes.
Yes, we look forward to our chat with her.
Can I sit here and smile at you while she's on?
Well, you can chat with her with me.
Can I say one or two questions?
Yeah, sure.
Hallelujah.
Now, one thing I will tell you about Michelle Bachman, one or two questions is usually 10 minutes worth of an interview.
I know.
And I never mind. Because
and I think you only got 6 minutes with her or something.
She is, you know, generally on fire about something.
So you know, seriously?
We have a short segment.
She is my favorite politician in America right now. A man, woman, indifferent.
Mostly,
her and Dr. Carson are my two favorite.
Mostly because I think the word politician is generally not exactly a favorable term. And
no.
She just, you know, politician generally means they're going to tell you what you want to hear.
They're going to hem and haw, right. Yeah. She doesn't hem and haw. She's got a titanium spine. She tells you what she thinks. And, of course, that drives some people nuts because she's not typical, tell you what you want to hear. She'll tell you the truth filtered through her faith in her Constitution.
Before I get to some weather here, I do want to ask you one question we're going to tackle on What's on Your Mind today. Do you think area college recruits, area colleges, rather, that are doing recruiting out of maybe have a better screen? I mean, does this NDSU situation say, you know, how does a young man that could come in and engage in such activity that now has him in jail and, you know, felony, and, you know, obviously he's entitled to a defense, and it looks like Bruce Quick is going to defend him. He's one of the best of the best. You know, NDSU's had some troubles.
Yeah.
And of course, other schools have as well.
But you know, when these young kids are recruited, they're sitting there in their suit with their parents and their Bible in their hand and their tie, and they're sober. Now, this kid was in a bar, so he probably began to dissipate his inhibitions.
But is this a recruiting problem? In other words,
it's a challenge. It's an enormous recruiting challenge. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I was talking to Steve Bakken about this yesterday. He said, well, you know, Division I program comes with Division I problem. And my deal is, well, can't we hold ourselves to a little higher standard here? Can't we say, yeah, we're Division I, but we're going to really go out of our way to make sure that the character is there. Now, look, you can have a kid with a ton of character and a pristine record, and he makes a dumb decision.
These are intense people.
But I'm saying there's a lot of smoke with this fire.
If the other person in the bar threw the first blow, and we don't know that, whereas he said thing going on right now, the lawyer, of course, is saying that he was innocent. But remember that the Bison said they have a zero tolerance for this kind of activity. Zero tolerance. That, so they're doing that part right. You know, they're not, they're going to wait and see how this goes. And right now he's suspended.
They have to at this point. All right. Let me tell you about the weather. Partly sunny, high near 79 today. Summer's arrived. We actually blew through 80 yesterday.
Yes,
6 o'clock last night was 80 degrees. North wind at 6 to 11 tonight. Mostly clear, low around 54. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 80 degrees. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Of course there is. Always is. I'm joking about that. But, I mean, we're talking about new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, and it's the weekend, right?
Well, they've been talking about chance of rain every weekend for 472 years.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, same thing. Now, out in the oil patch, you heard from Steve Bakken earlier saying it was raining in Watford City. Forecast is for partly cloudy skies, a little around 50. I'm missing today's forecast on Tioga. How in the world could I miss that? It's Wednesday today, isn't it?
Anyway, they didn't shut down all the roads in McKenzie County, so they didn't get it. The rains were more sporadic over last weekend. You know, they're about ready to pull the plug on all those roads in the backcountry.
Yeah, how about that? I want to tell you what the temperature is going to be and what it's doing right now as we speak. Yeah, 73. Some rain showers today, though, in Tioga. So we have rain showers that will go through probably the 11 o'clock hour. Good chance, anyway.
I do have to say one other sports thing.
But sunny afternoon and 73 is what I want to tell you. Then tonight, partly cloudy, low 55. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 74. Let's see the weekend in the oil patch. 70 Friday. Some morning showers. Saturday, sunny with a high near 73. Sunday, sunny 71.
That's good.
So the Patch gets a weekend, and they deserve it with all this rain. What were you going to say?
Yay, USA defeats Panama 2-0 in the World Cup soccer qualifier. Good job, boys.
Way to go. How about that? 66 degrees already in Fargo at this hour. And I told you it's 55 in Tioga. 57 out in Minot. Williston, 57. The Devil's Lake, 61. Wahpeton, 63 degrees at this hour. Jamestown, 64. So, Grand Forks, 61 degrees.
Is your temperature going up because Michelle is coming?
Next.
You're smiling.
Go away.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine, you can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up, we'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power, think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Oh, I hate when you anticipate something and then it doesn't happen.
I know it.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has been unavoidably detained. What does that mean exactly?
Well, that means that she's trying to save America and probably a secret hearing about the Obama trying to bite people with Tea Party credentials.
It's evidently a closed member meeting.
Mm.
What is a closed member meeting?
Well, that means that they put them in a closet and shut the door, and they say they're not going to tell anyone what they said.
I think it's members of Congress.
Oh, yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
They might have some intelligence people in there who might not be intelligent enough.
I wanted to ask her a little bit about that.
Well, is she going to come back? Is she rescheduling this event?
She is. We're hoping later today, even, on the Common Sense Club.
Then, of course, I would welcome and encourage you to be my visiting host.
Yes, so I will do that if we find out that, in fact, she is going to be joining us a little later on. So Chris will work on getting that rescheduled. And
terrific. I hope we can do it.
Want to ask her about her future. Do you think she's going to run for Senate?
I don't know. I can't tell, but she sure left it open what she said. She basically said, I've got 8 years in this job. I care about America as much as I ever did. I think the real answer is how is she coming to grips with the rest of her life? Has she got a plan that she can function with it, you know, with all other legal stuff and harassment that's been going on?
You know, Sarah Palin has contributed mightily, I think, to the cause, if you
right.
will, without being elected. Right. Now, on the other hand, I can't think of anything more important than
United States Senate, one of the 100 most powerful people on earth. I would love to see both of them run, you know, as we.
Exactly. What a pack that would be.
It would be, you know, the Radical Teachers Union, call them the Twisted Sisters, and so all to the, you know, the National Organization of Women. They hate those two women. Why? Because they're right. Because they speak the truth, and they can't be bought and manipulated, and they don't succumb to bullyisms.
Exactly right. So,
I want her to come up here really bad. I'd like her to be, basically, pick a day anytime, and we'll put together a crowd. Give us a couple of weeks, and we'll...
She's popular up here, you know. Remember we did the Win Back Washington event with her in Moorhead?
Yeah.
That was extraordinary. I think the bar was set pretty high at the event in Bismarck. Cold February night. Never forget that. Really, as the Tea Party movement started to go, and it was a wonderful brainchild of... Gary Emeneth, former chairman of the Republican Party, now a partner of mine in Bach at Beacon Media.
His name is being mentioned for chairman again.
And Gary had this idea to say, you know what, there was at the time a lot of friction with you know, Ron Paul supporters in the
right.
Republican Party, and he just said, look, everybody has a place in the Republican Party, you know, in this spectrum, right? So let's sit down and let's visit. And so, you know, they did this thing where all these different groups, no matter, you know, if you're pro-life, you'd come in and have a panel for that. If you were, you know, Ron Paul libertarian and you know, didn't have the passion that some do about the social issues, you had it in a place. And then the event ended with Michelle Bachmann. And all of the elected leaders of North Dakota in a room taking questions from the audience. So, she made a few remarks, and they were brilliant, as they always are. But the ingenious of the event was... Johnny Holm was there, too. That made it fun.
Of course that helps.
But it was people just getting up and saying, and it was a great lesson for North Dakota elected leaders. Because, number one, I think they saw her as a polarizing figure, but then they were scratching their heads on how there's 2,000 people in a room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they say, well, she didn't say anything crazy.
No, she never does.
No, it was a brilliant. And it was a great education on the Constitution, and it respected the... respected the people, you know. So
that's why I like the whole format that you've agreed to about the Freedom Clubs, is putting all four of them so people can have their different emphasis and focus, either faith, family, freedom, or free enterprise, under one umbrella. And I'd like to have a major all-day event. Love to have her be the keynote speaker when we kick this thing off publicly. We're going to probably launch it on, you know, on our shows, but we need to be able to have 50% plus one for every election. And, you know, politics puts together some pretty strange bedfellows at times because you got to win.
By the way, the only elected leader at the time in that room that wasn't grimacing from beginning to end, and I'll never forget the Governor John Hoeven being introduced and got a standing O, right? And, and he was thinking, you know, again, are these people here to, is this a mob? Right, it was but Kevin Cramer was not, and Kevin to this day is the kind of North Dakota politician that just is fearless and
totally comfortable.
Really recognizes that public service is about the public, right?
And both he and Michelle are absolutely clear about what they believe, and they have a line of beyond which they will not compromise, and they're very clear: Constitution and their faith. Once you have those two filters, and you're consistent there, It changes everything. Makes politics easy.
She will join us hopefully later today, and look forward to that. Coming up on the What's on Your Mind, we're live in Watford City, and a little dust up.
Ooh.
We're dealing with dust issues, and we're going to talk with the former environmental health chief in the North Dakota Department of Health about a study on how best for oil-producing counties to deal with dust problems. So shows the salt water with high calcium chloride pulls moisture from the air, and with clay roadbed, works best. So we're going to talk about that. Congressman Kramer will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall and take your questions, comments on any and all issues in our entire 10 o'clock hour today.
It's almost every Wednesday, isn't it?
It is.
That's cool.
So anyway, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 800-228-0550. We'll talk about this NDSU player in a jam and dust and lots of other stuff. Straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.